Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on society today. Social issues, things going on out there in society. And today we're not going to be talking about Taiwan society so much as we are about Korean society and K-pop. Maybe you've heard of K-pop. Their videos are all over YouTube. Popular music in Korea, K-pop.
Right.
Mando pop is popular music sung in Mandarin. Or Canto pop is popular.
Oh, I haven't heard that. Canto pop?
Well, popular music sung in Cantonese for the Hong Kong market, etc. But we're talking about Korean popular music here. And we've got the death of a K-pop star.
Very sad.
And this reveals the industry's dark side. So, yes, you're watching those videos of all these cute girls on stage, maybe 7 or 8 of them, synchronized dancing. They're all cute as a button. And the songs are so sweet. And the melodies are so catchy. And, of course, they've got the boys doing that as well.
I think there are more boy bands.
Okay, well, usually when I go to the Damaichang, those hypermarts, and they have the wall of TVs there, they're always attuned to these K-pop performances.
Oh, really?
By girl groups. I guess they think that if they show pretty girls, people will be more willing to buy those TVs. But in any case, yes, boys, girls, they've got them in K-pop. So we've got the death of a K-pop star.
Sad.
I guess this is a boy here, Kim Jong-hyun, and he committed suicide here. So the kind of reveals the dark side of the K-pop industry. So let's find out what this is all about, everybody. Let's listen now to today's lesson. Fans all over the world were shocked when K-pop idol Kim Jong-hyun, a member of famed boy band SHINee, took his own life on December 18, 2017. One of K-pop's most marketable stars, the 27-year-old Kim had a huge following both in his home country and abroad. Kim was a central figure in South Korea's glamorous K-pop universe, and his suicide has shed light on the deep-rooted problems beneath the industry's glittering facade. In order to produce its impossibly beautiful stars, immaculate dance performances, and trendy chart-topping hits, the industry relies on a high-pressure training system that controls nearly every aspect of pop star hopefuls' lives. The contracts for performers, often referred to as slave contracts, can last for a maximum of 7 years. They dictate everything from a musician's workout schedule to their relationship status to when they can use their phones. While under contract, it is crucial for the stars to achieve the right look, which often leads to them undergoing plastic surgery and following extreme diets. Due to the pressure of this lifestyle, many South Korean entertainers suffer from depression. In fact, 40% of the country's actors and actresses have considered suicide, according to research done by actress Park Jin-hee. This number highlights an alarming national trend. South Korea has the highest suicide rate in the industrialized world. Despite this acute problem, the social stigma of mental illness has led to inadequate solutions. In fact, Kim revealed in his suicide note that he had sought the help of doctors for his depression, yet found that they blame your personality for the suffering. Kim's suicide note explained that he felt broken from the inside. However, one can't help but question the forces that put him in such a vulnerable position. Hopefully, Kim's tragic loss will give South Korean society a better understanding of this deadly issue. Okay, everybody, let's talk about the death of this K-pop star. And because of his suicide, it's showing us the dark side of the K-pop industry, or the K-pop industry of producing those catchy tunes and giving us those wonderful videos and stuff like that. So it reveals the dark side of this industry. It all looks nice and happy and cheery on the surface, but deep down, those people are under a lot of pressure, and some of them are considering suicide. Now, here, fans from all over the world were shocked when K-pop idol Kim Jong-hyun, a member of famed boy band SHINee, took his own life on December 18th, 2017. So, yes, indeed, there's a boy band, and it's called SHINee, and he took his own life. He committed suicide. He did himself in. He is no longer with us. This happened fairly recently in December of 2017, at the end of last year, just before Christmas there. And yes, indeed, he took his own life, although here it does not say how he did it, if he took a bunch of sleeping pills, if he hanged himself, or if he shot himself, or if he jumped in front of a bus or whatever. We just don't know. If you need to know those details, you'll have to look those up yourself. We're not going to provide those gory details for you on this program.
Yeah, I read how he died, but I won't talk
about
it.
You're not going to spill the beans.
Yeah, one of K-pop's most marketable stars. That's how they're describing this guy. If you're marketable, it means it's easy to sell you. It's easy to market you to people because there's something very attractive about you. Maybe you're attractive to employers or clients, or there's something about you that makes people really, really want to buy more of what you're selling. So this guy was very marketable, very cute. I remember we did a unit on SHINee. Man, maybe about 6 years, 7 years ago.
I don't remember.
When they were very young kids, SHINee was fun. So he was 27 years old, and he had a huge following, which means he had a lot of fans that followed him and what he did, both in South Korea, but abroad, too. I mean, we're in Taiwan, so we're abroad. And I know he had a lot of fans here. Kim was a central figure in South Korea's glamorous K-pop universe. And his suicide has shed light on the deep-rooted problems beneath the industry's glittering facade. So if you shed light on something, you kind of use a platform or use your ability to communicate what's going on. Newspapers and journalists will often shed light on a problem that no one had noticed before. But when it's published in a newspaper or broadcast on TV news, we know more about what's going on. You can shed light that way. Deep-rooted means this problem isn't just a surface, small, insignificant problem. It's deep. It's big. And this problem is actually, it goes beyond K-pop stars. There's a problem with expectations, I think, in South Korea generally. But how do we talk about glittering facade, Tom?
Glittering, okay. Well, the verb to glitter means it kind of gives off light, it kind of shines, and it's shimmering or sparkling, glittering facade here. A facade is just the surface of something or the outside appearance of something.
Like a front of a building.
Indeed, yes. So when I see the word facade, I usually think of architecture, the facade of a certain church or something, just the front of it. But here it means the front of anything or what you see on the surface, usually implying that what is underneath is going to be different.
Yeah, in Hollywood, when they make a movie or shoot a TV show, they can't build, you know, all of these buildings from scratch. So they'll often just have the front part of a building and then behind it, there's nothing. That's a facade. There's nothing behind it. So if you describe someone as having a facade, it means they act a certain way, but inside they're completely different.
Right. It's a French word. It just means face in French. And it's got that weird letter C there with a little diacritical mark at the bottom there. That's why the C is pronounced as an S, facade.
Yeah.
The glittering facade. Now, in order to produce its impossibly beautiful stars, immaculate dance performances, and trendy chart-topping hits, the industry relies on a high-pressure training system that controls nearly every aspect of pop star hopefuls' lives. So, yes, they need to produce this image for people to consume. They've got the beautiful stars, of course, really pretty, perfect Korean boys and girls. They've also got immaculate dance performances. Immaculate means they are quite detailed, but they're perfect. They never miss a detail. It's clean, it's neat, it's tidy. And these dance performances will be doing all sorts of things. People dancing in sync, and they probably practice for hours and
yeah.
flowers. Also, you've got to have the music there. These are trendy, chart-topping hits. They're trendy, which means they're popular all over society with catchy melodies and lyrics that everybody wants to memorize. They're chart-topping hits. They're like number one, or at least in the top 10. And in order to produce those things, they have this high-pressure training system, which controls every aspect of pop star hopefuls' lives. Okay, hopeful, if you're a hopeful, that means you're hoping that something's going to happen to you. When I read this, I thought this kind of sounds like Idol Kashu in Japan, idol singers there. I thought they went through a similar routine, but it sounds like the Korean system is even worse.
Oh, the Korean system is really into having perfect-looking people, too. So there's a lot of plastic surgery going on and serious plastic surgery on young kids where they break their jaws and do a lot of very serious surgery
on
them. I know. So the contracts for performers that they sign are often referred to as slave contracts. If you're a slave, you're owned by somebody. It means you don't have any freedom of your own. And whatever you make by working, that money is turned over to someone else. A lot of contracts for these performers on TV, like American Idol and The Voice, those are two American shows where they compete as singers. If they win, it's great, but the contract they have to sign isn't great because most of the money they're going to earn for like the first 7 years goes back to the company and not to them. So be careful with those. That's why they call them slave contracts, because they're really not making very much money. The slave contracts for K-pop stars can last for a maximum of 7 years. So that's the most they can last for. After 7 years, they can walk away from the people that they had signed contracts with and sign a contract that's much better and has better terms for them. Maximum is the most, and minimum is the least. So the minimum age for driving in the States is 16 typically, but sometimes it's 14 if you're in an area with farms.
Yeah, I got my learner's permit when I was 14.
Wow.
And I think I got my license when I was 17 or so. You can get it when you're 16, though.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the maximum and the minimum. Maximum, minimum here. So I guess you can have this contract for no more than 7 years.
Right.
I guess it could be as low as maybe 2 or 3 years or something like that. I'm not quite sure. But in any case, these are slave contracts that can last for 7 years, and that's quite a long time. And we'll continue talking about this in just a couple of seconds. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们的故事要从韩国的知名男团 SHINee 里面的金钟铉，他选择结束自己的生命来开始。我们来看第一段的最后一句，写着 His suicide has blank one the deep-rooted problems beneath the industry's glittering facade. 我们讲到呢，他的自杀的事件呢，对于长久以来呢，根深蒂固的问题呢，怎么样？而且这样子的问题是藏在辉煌表象之下。第一题我们来选择 A 选项，它写的是 gotten rid of 去除， B shed light on 照亮阐明， C stood up for 支持捍卫， D come down with 因病而倒下。其实我们可以说他的自杀事件呢，是阐明了这个问题，也照亮了问题的所在。第一题搭配文意，就选择 B 选项 shed light on。接着来看到第二个空格，后面的句子提到 The industry relies on a high pressure training system that controls nearly every blank two of pop star hopefuls' lives. 其实呢，要制造出外表出众、完美的舞蹈表演以及一些畅销的歌曲呢 The industry 这样子的产业，它所依靠的呢，就是一种高压的训练系统。我们来看一下第二题 A 选项 threat 威胁， B aspect 层面方面， C burden 负担， D venue 表演或集会的场所。他们这样子的严格训练系统就是控制这些练习生的所有的各个层面。搭配文意，第二题就选择 B, aspect.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue to talk about the dark side of K-pop. Now, remember where we left off? We're talking about the contracts that these performers have to sign. They can last up to 7 years, a maximum of 7 years. And these contracts dictate everything from a musician's workout schedule to their relationship status to when they can use their phone. So if something is dictated, in this particular case, that means it is given to you as a rule or a restriction and you have to obey it, okay? Your parents might dictate to you what you can and can't do at home if you have strict parents or if you have a really strict boss, that boss will dictate what you have to do during office hours, and if you don't do those things, you could get fired or something like that. These contracts will order basically all these performers to do these certain things. They have to have a workout schedule. If they're musicians, maybe they have to practice their guitar or practice the drums for 8 or 10 hours a day without a break, or they have to practice singing for a long period of time. It's a workout schedule. It could be exercises that are associated with that. Maybe you have to do
dancing
or have somebody jump on your stomach or something to build up your abdomen or something. Like I saw that in a video about Japan. Yeah, they're standing on their stomach to build up their abdomen. And yes, indeed, they can also tell them when and when they can't use their phones. And they also can control their relationship status, who and who they can't see romantically. So yeah, maybe they don't let them date each other or something like that. Mm-hmm. No, you can't date the singer there. It's against the rules. So your relationship status just means, hey, are you single? Are you married? Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend? What's your status? What's your condition?
Yeah, they probably don't want them to get married or become serious because, especially the guys, they've got a lot of girls who are in love with them, you know. And once people get married, some of the stars that we like, sometimes their fans get a little disappointed. So, yeah, it's interesting. While under contract, it's crucial or very, very important, essential, critical. It's something they need to do for the stars to achieve the right look. See, this is where the plastic surgery comes in. And this often leads them to undergoing plastic surgery and following extreme diets. They have to be very thin because when they're on TV, the TV camera puts on or adds about 15 pounds, which is about 7 or 8 gongjin. And so you look fatter, but if you meet some of these people in real life, you'll be stunned to see how skinny they are. It's hard to be in that business because the camera does add weight. And people have to be pretty thin. So if they're undergoing plastic surgery, that means they're going through surgery. And I was telling Tom, and I said earlier, some of them will have their jaws broken and they'll actually restructure their bones in their face. I know, it's crazy.
Wow, that's horrible. Good thing we work in radio here because people don't have to see our faces here.
Right.
And we don't have to have plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And we don't have to follow these extreme diets. Now, due to the pressure of this lifestyle, many South Korean entertainers suffer from depression. If you're an entertainer, of course, you sing, you dance for people, etc. Mm-hmm. You act in movies. In fact, 40% of the country's actors and actresses have considered suicide, according to research done by actress Park Jin-hee. So this person, this actress, asked some questions. Have you ever thought about suicide? And 40% of them said, yes, I actually have, which I guess is a pretty high number. And this number highlights an alarming national trend. South Korea has the highest suicide rate in the industrialized world. So if you're talking about countries that have become industrialized, more modern countries, for example, South Korea seems to have the highest suicide rate. Yes, they are under a lot of pressure there. No wonder so many of them want to immigrate to Taiwan.
Well, despite this acute problem, the social stigma of mental illness has led to inadequate solutions. So if it's an acute problem, it's quite serious. We'll often use this word acute to talk about pain. So if you hear your doctor saying, he has acute whatever, it means it's pretty intense, it's severe. I better watch out. How's the pain? It's very acute. It's very serious. It hurts. Social stigma is kind of like branding someone or pointing someone out and saying, oh, they're a little crazier. They get depressed a lot. I think they have some sort of mental problem. And I know even here in Taiwan, there's some people look down on others who are experiencing mental difficulties. I don't know why, because it's the same as having physical problems. It's not their fault. You need to go to a doctor. And because people don't want to talk about it and it's looked down on if you have mental illness or you have some sort of depression you can't get through. Because of this, they kind of ignore it and they don't take care of it. They don't go to a doctor. And it's led to inadequate solutions. If something's inadequate, it's not enough because the opposite is adequate. Oh, it's adequate. It's fine. It's plenty. It's enough for me. So some states and countries, when they don't have enough rain, they have an inadequate supply of water. So this is a problem, and hopefully they can come up with some more solutions.
I understand that's a problem in Cape Town, South Africa. They have an inadequate supply of water there. And so they don't have sufficient solutions here because there's this social stigma. You never want to admit that you're mentally diseased, that you have depression or whatever. You just don't do it. Your family will lose face, et cetera, et cetera. So, of course, they kind of sweep it under the carpet. They stick their heads in the sand, and therefore they don't have adequate solutions for this. In fact, Kim revealed in his suicide note that he had sought the help of doctors for his depression, yet found that they blame your personality for the suffering. So basically the doctor said, well, you're depressed. It's your own fault. It's because of your personality. No, it's not the fault of your busy work schedule. It's not some rivalry in the company. It's all your fault. So, gee, how are you going to help someone with their depression when you give them even more pressure like that?
Yeah, that's terrible. So Kim's suicide note that they found, and it often happens that when someone commits suicide, they leave a note behind to explain. I think I'd rather have a note. Some people who commit suicide don't leave any note. So the families and friends just have to kind of guess what was going on.
Yeah, Robin Williams didn't leave a note,
no,
did he?
No.
So they don't really know exactly what was happening there.
At least if he did, we didn't hear about it. But he felt broken from the inside, or he felt broken from inside. Yeah, so he just felt like something was wrong with him inside of himself, and he wasn't getting the help he needed, and so he didn't want to live with the pain anymore and went ahead and killed himself. However, it says one can't help but question the forces that put him in such a vulnerable position. If something's vulnerable, it just means it's very easy to hurt this thing. It's possible that it can be harmed easily. We always talk about the elderly and children being the vulnerable parts of society. So when you have people that are very vulnerable, they tend to make bad decisions. It's very easy to hurt them. And if they don't feel like they can turn to someone for help, then they feel like there's no way out. And so some of them do end up killing themselves, sadly.
So hopefully Kim's tragic loss will give South Korean society a better understanding of this deadly issue, at least get it out into the open and start to discuss it more and realize, yeah, we're all under a lot of pressure here and some of us can't take it. Maybe we should start to try to do something about it. So no other pop stars will try to do this, or even people working for some of those big companies as well. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. Time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
经纪公司跟这些明星签约。第三个空格提到 while under contract, blank three is crucial for the stars to achieve the right look, which often leads to them undergoing plastic surgery and following extreme diets.
当你呢签了约的时候呢，明星就要达成符合要求的怎么样呢？而这样的结果就会造成他们要去进行呢整形的手术，甚至还要遵从的是非常极端的节食方式。
在这里要考考同学文法的问题，什么东西对这些明星来讲是很重要的呢？我们可以用 it 来代替后面的不定词片语To achieve the right look, 要达到呢这个正确符合要求的样貌，这些事情是很重要的。所以第三题呢，我们根据文法，我们就选择 A 选项 it 来代替后面的不定词片语。接着来看到第四个空格。
This number, blank four, an alarming national trend. South Korea has the highest suicide rate in the industrialized world.
其实呢，这个数字也就是前面提到的呢，有 40% 的南韩的男女演员都有考虑过自杀。这数字呢，呈现出来的是一个非常令人担忧的全国性趋势。Alarming 就是有令人担忧的意思。我们看一下第四题 A 选项 Represses 压制抑制 B yearns 渴望 C thused 抚慰 D highlights 凸显。其实这样子的数字凸显的就是一个呢非常令人担忧的趋势。 Highlights 在这里有强调跟凸显，也就是标准答案。接着第五个空格提到 blank five, this acute problem, the social stigma of mental illness has led to inadequate solutions. 我们讲到这个问题非常的严重，可以用 acute 这个形容词。尽管呢这个问题很严重，但是社会对于这种心理疾病有一种 stigma, 我们称之为污名跟耻辱，大家都不想要提它，所以呢就导致了解决方案的不足。第五题根据文意，我们可以选择 C 选项 despite。第六个空格的句子提到 However, one can't help blank six the forces that put him in such a vulnerable position.
一个人怎么样这样子的力量，而 the forces 这样的力量呢，就是导致他身处于一种呢非常脆弱的位置跟形式当中。
这里要考考同学文法的问题， can't help but 加的是原形动词，解释成为不得不不禁去做后面的事情，而这样的事情发生让人们不禁去怀疑是怎么样的力量把他逼到如此脆弱的形式当中。所以搭配文意跟文法，第六题的标准答案我们就选择 A but question。 第七个空格 Hopefully Kim's tragic loss will give South Korean society a better understanding of this blank seven issue。
希望呢能够借由他的悲剧性自杀事件，让南韩的社会能够去了解怎么样的议题呢？
第七题 A 选项 trivial 琐碎的 B indifferent 漠不关心的 C skeptical 多疑的 D deadly 致命的，因为会造成大家自杀，所以这当然是一个致命的问题咯。搭配文意，第七题就选择 D deadly。
OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, everybody, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.